Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. What would you do to rise above unfavorable circumstances? Well, this intriguing question is at the essence of the inspiring book, Overcoming Adversity, by Nelson Foulkes. Rejection, setbacks, obstacles may occur in employment, social interactions, or cultural differences. In Overcoming Adversity, take an inspiring stroll with Nelson to review the appealing, dynamic, and insightful tactics employed to achieve his goals and dreams in spite of ever-changing barriers and setbacks. Highlighted is the astonishing and remarkable rise from a splintered childhood in poverty to achieve two postgraduate degrees and two professional certificates. Patriotic aspirations motivated him to serve his country in the Army Medical Service Corps for 20 years, retiring as a lieutenant colonel. After starting a second career in healthcare, he achieved success and astonishing accomplishments in strategic marketing, planning, and healthcare administration, establishing and managing 9 primary clinics in inner cities of Los Angeles County. Founder, along with his wife, of PJ's Travel Connection, a travel agency dedicated to helping clients obtain exceptional domestic and international travel experiences. Now living in East Bay City of Dublin, California, Nelson Foulkes, author of Overcoming Adversity, Resetting Goals, our guest on This Week in America. Nelson, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
What an incredible career that you have had, and it's remarkable with the setbacks you've had along the way. And the book is receiving rave reviews for the inspiration, the motivation they're giving so many people. Talk a little bit about your life and why your life is so interesting to other people who face similar circumstances.
Even though my family members did not have a college education, I pursued a big dream of creating a better life for myself through education and traveling. My dream required developing bold strategies and brilliant execution in a racial insensitive society in the 1950s and 60s. To gain success in a glamorous yet gritty world of ever-increasing setbacks and misfortune. And I hope people who experience setbacks and adversities will find this as an inspiration for themselves.
And they have. The reviews have been excellent. Nelson Foulkes, our guest on the program, that's Foulkes. His website, nelsonfoulkes.com. We'll give you that throughout the program. Book available at authorreputationpress.com, at the usual places as well. Tell me a little bit about the book. I gave sort of a very brief synopsis in the beginning, what all you've dealt with. The title is Overcoming Adversity, Resetting Goals. Two concepts, overcoming adversity and resetting goals. Give me a little bit more information on the book, what you went through, and how you're helping us get through similar circumstances.
Overcoming Adversity is an inspirational true story of a poverty-stricken young African-American from a dysfunctional family. Prior to the passage of the Civil Rights Act in 1964, I experienced institutional racism and found it challenging to gain employment, even with an academic degree. The foundation of my success was built on courage, faith in God, and perseverance. Despite prevalent racism in America, I am a proud patriot who served as a U.S. soldier from 1958 to 1975. The book details the astonishing results of engaging dynamic and insightful tactics to achieve goals and dreams in spite of ever-changing barriers and setbacks. So the story was really developed as it started out to be an inspiration for my grandchildren. And working with editors, we expanded it to reach out to others.
Well, and that's so important. The book is Overcoming Adversity, Resetting Goals. Nelson Foulkes, our guest in the program, the author of the book, and when you read, and he's touched on his background and what he's had to overcome to get to the point of the amazing success that he's had throughout his adult life, When you sat down to write the book, talk about the inspiration for getting to that point. You mentioned before this was going to be sort of for family members. Once you decided to broaden that a little bit, what inspired you to write the book? How did you motivate yourself to write this story?
Let me go back to one item. The resetting goals portion is being flexible when you experience setbacks to find alternative pathways to reach your goals. So don't give up, but look for other avenues to get to the same destination. What inspired me to write the book is really I wanted to share, since I was in the military, lived mostly a transit life, didn't see family members that frequently, I wanted to share knowledge and wisdom gained from life experiences with my grandchildren and to facilitate a better understanding of the culture, climate in which they may encounter. As we know, history often repeats itself.
Nelson Foulkes, our guest on the program, talking about his book, Overcoming Adversity, Resetting Goals. How long did it take you to write the book, to go back through your life and chronicle what you went through, the highs and the lows? How long did that take you to write?
Since I didn't start out to be an author, it took 5 years. My goal was not to write a book, but compile and share interesting life experiences. After I started a manuscript and sent it to a publishing company, the editors looked at it and say, it's rough at this time, but we'd like for you to continue writing and expand the story. So this happened over a period of 5 years before it reached a point where they were willing to accept and publish the story. Writing a book is very hard.
Well, it is. And so many people think, boy, I've got a book in me. I'm going to sit down someday and write that. And boy, they're kidding themselves. Talk about overcoming adversity and resetting goals. I'm sure you had to deal with both of those as you were working on this. As you were putting the book together, it's finished now. It's out there. It's receiving excellent reviews. What are your expectations for the book? What do you hope the book accomplishes for the reader?
I would hope the book would be inspirational, enlightening, and serve as a motivating force to guide others to cultivate their vision and find successful pathways to accomplish their goals and dreams. The idea, again, is don't give up, but look for alternative ways to reach your destination.
How many times when you were, successful in the military career, the business career, as an entrepreneur, how many times did you have to reset your goals, maybe multiple times? Maybe you're trying something, it doesn't work out. It's not like try it once and everything will work out after that. You need some persistence as well, don't you?
Along the way, as I started out, one of my first setbacks was not being able to get employment in the manufacturing world, even though I had a college degree. I was accepted to a university for graduate study, but I had a setback there. I wasn't accepted into a professional group that was important for graduate students to be members of. And therefore, I didn't stay at the university and join the military. So the military seemed to have been the best spot for me until 1975. In 1975, I was released from the military inappropriately, and I filed a lawsuit. And with other individuals at that time, we won the lawsuit. So by 1980, I was retired. So those were three major setbacks. But one of the things, when I started out, I didn't have any money to even go to college, but I had this bold idea that I would go to Cleveland and go to one of the major universities there without any money. And of course, that didn't work. But I learned that it takes support, it takes courage, and it takes perseverance to continue moving forward.
I love the story with the military and standing up for yourself, and it worked out. And sometimes we all have to do that, don't we? That it's pretty easy if somebody's going to shove us aside. If we're moving at the same time, they can do it rather easily. You have stood up, you have fought for things, you have reset your goals a number of times and have had remarkable success. I want to go back for a minute to publishing the book. You talk about everybody sort of thinks it's easy to write a book. You've proven, no, that's it. If you do it well, it's not all that easy. Getting it published is something else again. You worked with a publisher to get it to the point where it was ready for the publish. How did you get the book published? How do you go about that? How would you recommend to somebody to deal with a publisher?
A lot of the publishers now are self-publishing, so the minute much of the work is done by the author. If you have one of the major publishing name recognition, if you have name recognition or you're high profile, a society person, you probably would go a different route and have someone publish the book for you. And even sometimes other people help you write the book. I had no help in writing the book, and I really didn't know how to write the book. So I had to read manuals on how to use the proper language and terminology and what tense to write in. I didn't want to write in the third tense or the first tense.
Yes.
So it was a learning curve was quite steep, and the editors helped me get through that learning curve each time by looking at the manuscript doing the revisions and say, this needs to be changed. You're not quite there on this item. You need to take another look here. And this took 5 years in order to get all of that done. And even today, it's not the best book I could have written now that I've seen it.
Well, that's interesting. And I will ask you in a second about, well, let's talk about that now. Once you started writing, I mean, you've proven to be a really good writer. When did you decide that you wanted to be a writer? And are you thinking about other books?
No, I really didn't decide to be a writer, but I was kind of encouraged. Once I sent a rough draft of the manuscript to the publisher, they liked the concept. They liked the story, the beginning of the story, but they said you really need to develop it, expand it, include more things, more situations, more experiences, more events. And so it ended up being about 12, 13 chapters where I'm talking about different events in my life along the way. Military was a large part, but also traveling. Cycling is my passion. That was a major part. Family, activities together. We live a transient life. It was important to keep the children engaged as we move from place to place. So during those times, we take on a family activity for the benefit of the children. And many times all we had was each other. We didn't know other people in the locations where we worked.
Nelson Foulkes is our guest on the program. That's Foulkes. His website is nelsonfoulkes.com. Again, Foulkes. I'll give you that before we wrap up the program. Book available at authorreputationpress.com. The usual places, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all of that information. When you decided to write the book, talk about the decision where you decided to write. Where did you pick up your story?
I picked up the story with my childhood. I was really looking at the different turning points in my life, starting out with the childhood, leaving my hometown after high school and going to Cleveland to live with an uncle and try to pursue an education, entering into a four-year college, graduate training at a major university in Iowa, choosing a military career, and military promotion board lawsuit. Those were the turning points as I saw them in my life, and I wanted to focus on these and show how I was able to get through them and not become a victim of my circumstances. Don't let my circumstances define myself.
In all of those that ended up very successfully for you, there were obstacles that you had to overcome. Overcoming Adversity, Resetting Goals by Nelson Foulkes, our guest on the program. We're talking about his book, available at authorreputationpress.com, all of the usual places. In writing the book, what did you learn in writing Overcoming Adversity?
I learned that it's very difficult to write a book, even if you're writing about yourself. I gained greater insight and appreciation for the mentors, the supporters, and the friends along the way who guided and supported me on the journey. It became clear that no man is an island. At some point, we all need help from others. Unfortunately, family members do not wish to do not spend as much time as having an outside person to review the manuscript. So if I were to write another book, I would make sure that it was reviewed by professionals before it was published.
What are some of the influences that sort of shaped you, inspired you along the way?
In high school, an English teacher realized I wasn't working up to my capacity, and he paid a visit to my mother to express his support and concern. And that was a key point in my life where I changed and decided I would always do my best going forward. Another supporter at the when I had the incident with the military, a friend, a doctor, one of our family member physicians, encouraged me, don't take this sitting down, do something. And at that point, I filed a lawsuit and subsequently joined a group that was filing a lawsuit over the same matter. And then we pursued that for 5 years, and we were successful.
How difficult was that decision for you to file a lawsuit? I mean, you've got a conflict with basically the U.S. government, and you're taking them on, and you won, as you mentioned. But that can be intimidating to people. It's like, okay, they're going to trample me. I'm way out of my league here. You overcame that and came out successfully. How difficult was that?
It was a bold move. as I said, the physician was the person that started me in that direction. Did not know how it would come out. It was very concerned that you don't do things like that. I had never heard of anyone suing the military for lack of being promoted. But we found another group, several other members who experienced the same thing because something didn't go right on a promotion board. And it took 5 years for them to go through the court system, and finally they agreed that the promotion board had not followed proper protocol, and therefore we had been injured, and they reinstated all of us at that point. I had already passed my retirement date of 1978, so I was immediately retired. Those who had not passed their retirement date was restored to active duty.
What is the reaction of family and friends? You mentioned this sort of started as a legacy, leaving for your grandchildren who you were, what you went through, giving them some motivation as well. What kind of response have you been getting from family and friends?
From friends, I've shared the book with them. We've gotten very good response, comments, surprises, acknowledgement that I had done something that's unique. And they applaud me for doing that. I think if they have younger children in their family, that this would be an inspiration for those people who are now moving forward. The older members of the family accept that this is a major achievement.
Yes. As you were going through all the setbacks, primarily at a young age, how important was faith to you in getting you through those circumstances, not only getting through, but excelling with those circumstances? How important is faith?
I'm not sure I had it at that point. I think I gained it after I left high school and went to live in Cleveland, Ohio, and had to start out there trying to work my way forward. And their faith became important. I was always in church. My mother, when I went back to live with my biological family, I would go to Sunday school and church with my mother. I was reared by a minister. My surrogate parents was a minister and a teacher. So that at home life, I'm sure faith was there and the Christian experience was there. I just wasn't aware of it or didn't practice it. But when I became 18, I start looking for hope and how I'm going to get through these difficult situations. One of the things that happened, I had prepaid my tuition to go to a 4-year college, But before I got there, I got caught in a situation where I lost money on a drop scan, a pigeon scan.
Oh, yes.
And that, fortunately, I had not, didn't lose all my money because I had prepaid my first semester. So that those kind of things can happen. You have to be aware that everybody's not for you.
Yes, awareness, such an important topic. And I got a couple minutes left here, but perseverance, that's, as you read, that's sort of a word or a concept that keeps coming out there. I guess that's part of resetting goals is perseverance. If you've got a dream, stay focused on that dream. There will be setbacks along the way. Those who are successful overcome those. How important is perseverance?
Perseverance, commitment, or determination, similar terminology, it's important to stay on course, but when you reach a barrier, a setback, you can't cross it, then you reset. When I was pursuing my master's degree in business administration, I wasn't accepted by the university because I challenged their criteria. So I switched and changed, got a master's in public administration. I switched. And so being flexible to reset goals or to find alternate pathways, I found to be very valuable. There are different ways to get to the end point.
Well, the book is so well done, motivating so many people. The title, Overcoming Adversity, Resetting Goals, two very important concepts talked about on the program by our guest, Nelson Foulkes. That's Foulkes. His website is nelsonfoulkes.com. The book published, available at authorreputationpress.com. You'll find it the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly. Nelson, it's been a pleasure having you on the program to talk about your book, available in all of the different formats out there. So the book is readily available and will be a motivational tool for so many people because you're sharing your story. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for the opportunity to share it with others.
It has been our pleasure, and it's Nelson Foulkes. That's Foulkes. His website is nelsonfoulkes.com. The book is Overcoming Adversity, Resetting Goals. You'll find it at authorreputationpress.com. And, of course, more information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.